I glowered and slouched down onto my couch. There isn't anything up with her. She isn't interested. How do you know? He asked.
She told me.
She told you. She told me. He sighed.
And you believed her?
Well, I said, yes. I had a talk with her when she drove me home, he said.
A talk?
A talk. I wanted to figure something out.
Did you?
I asked.
Yeah.
What?
That you're both stiff-necked idiots, he said, his tone annoyed, and hung up on me.
I glowered at the phone for a minute, muttered a couple of choice words about my half-brother, then got out my guitar and labored to make something resembling music for a while. Sometimes it was easier for me to think when playing, and the time drifted by. I played and mulled things over until someone else knocked. I set my guitar aside and went to the door. Ebenezer stood on the other side, and he gave me a nod and a cautious smile when I opened the door.
Hot enough for you? The old wizard asked.
Almost, I said. Come in. He did, and I grabbed a couple of beers, offering him one.
What's up?
You tell me, he said. So I told him all about the last few days, especially my dealings with Lily and Fix, Maeve and Mab. Ebenezer listened to it all in silence.
What a mess, he said when I finished.
Tell me about it, I sipped at my beer.
You know what I think? He finished his beer and shook his head. I think we got played.
By the summer lady?
I shook my head. I think Lily got suckered just as much as we did. He frowned and rubbed at his head with one palm.
How so?
That's the part I can't figure, I said. I think someone set Molly up to be a beacon for the fetches. And I'm damn sure that it was no accident that those fetches took Molly to Arctis Tor when it was so lightly defended. Someone wanted me there at Arctis Tor.
Ebenezer pursed his lips.
Who? I think we got used by one of the queens to one-up one of the others somehow. But damned if I can figure out how.
You think Mab really is insane?
I think it would be hard to tell the difference, I said in a sour voice.
Lily thinks so, but Lily wasn't exactly widely famed for her intellect before she became the Summer Lady. I shook my head. If Mab really is loopy, it's going to be bad. The old man nodded.
And since you can't swing a cat without hitting a cat's paw lately, I think maybe someone was trying to use Mab for something.
Like all the others who've gotten set up around here.
Set up?
I nodded.
Yeah,
starting with Victor Sells a few years ago. Then those FBI creeps with the wolf belts. I think that someone out there wants to get things done without getting his,
or her, Ebenezer said.
Or her own hands dirty, I continued. Consider all these things running around with more power than they should have had, or better connected than they should have been. The Shadow Man, the Hexenwolfen, the Nightmare, the Last Summer Lady, and that's just for starters. The Red Court sure are a hell of a lot more dangerous than anyone thought they would be.
Ebenezer frowned, nodding.
I think whoever is backstage moving things around tried to use Mab and got more than they bargained for. I think that's what the attack on Arctis Tor was about. Maybe they tried to put her down before she turned on them.
Which she would, Ebenezer said.
Of course she would. She's Mab. She'd keep any bargain she made, but she isn't the kind who takes orders real well.
Go on, boy, Ebenezer said gently. You got facts. Where do they lead you?
I lowered my own voice to a whisper. A new power is moving around out there. Something big, smart, strong, and sneaky as hell. Something with a lot of strength and magical know-how. I licked my lips. Put that together with the evidence of varied powers, wolf belts handed out to those poor FBI bastards, black magic being taught to small-timers like the Shadow Man and the Nightmare, vampires cross-training one another in sorcery, hellfire used on Arctis Tor, and, of course, the White Council's highly placed traitor. All of that together doesn't point to just one person. It indicates an organization. I regarded the old man steadily. And they've got wizards on the staff. Probably several of them. Ebenezer grunted.
Damn.
Damn?
I was hoping maybe I was starting to go senile.
But I came to the same conclusion. He nodded. Boy, don't breathe a word of this. Not to anyone. I got the feeling that this is information worth as much as your life. He shook his head. Let me think about who else needs to know. Rashid, I said in a firm voice. Tell the gatekeeper. Ebenezer frowned, though it looked more weary than anything else. Likely he knows already. Knew already. Maybe even pointed you in a direction that would show you more. Assuming he wasn't simply using you to poke a hornet's nest and see what flew up. Which was somewhat creepy to think about. If Ebenezer was right, I could count myself among the pawns in play, courtesy of the gatekeeper. You don't want to tell him? I asked. Rashid is a tough one to figure, Ebenezer said. 3-4 years ago, I wouldn't have thought twice. But with all that's happened, since Simon died, he shrugged. Better to be cautious. We can't put the genie back in the bottle once it's out. Or maybe that's the worst thing we could do, I said. Maybe it's what these Black Council assholes are counting on. He looked up at me sharply. Now, why would you call them that? Black Council? I shrugged. If the shoe fits, it's better than the Legion of Doom. He regarded me for a moment more and then shrugged. Times are changing, Hoss, that's for sure. But they always do. I know you're gonna do what you think you need to do, but I'd like to ask that you be very cautious, Hoss. We still don't know what our enemies look like. That means we'll have to bring in our allies carefully. Meaning without troubling the White Council and the Wardens about it? I asked, my tone dry. He grunted in the affirmative. Don't forget the other loose end.